This is Mythical.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans, they've got you covered.
Heck yeah, they do. Their products come in a variety of amazing colors, from classic black and white to pinks, greens, yellows, and blues. And the best part, Nicole, everything's non-toxic.
Josh, I've been in the market for a kettle for months.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it a weird amount.
Yeah, I've bought like a bunch, returned a bunch, but I just got my hands on the Great Jones Fellow Kettle collab, and I got it in the color broccoli, and I'm so excited to make artisanal teas and coffees. I'm trying to get on my coffee game right now, and I'm so excited to use a gooseneck kettle. We have no idea.
I'm excited to use their yellow hot dish, aka casserole dish. Shout out to Minnesota and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm an adult, I should have nice vessels to serve food out of.
Sure, fair.
Instead of just serving it on like stainless steel restaurant style things. And I like it. It's cute. It's got a good design. Bakes really well. Holds heat. I'm in, baby. And once you try Great Jones, you'll want to share it with friends. They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays, it's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life.
So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old, rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SANDWICH. That's greatjones.com, promo code SANDWICH.
Hey, Nicole, what do cold brew NFTs and my uncle's ostrich farming business have in common?
You literally don't have an uncle.
That's right. They're all scams. This is a hot dog is a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Anaiti.
And it turns out the real scam was that I don't have an uncle.
Yeah. Why did you lie about that? You don't have any uncles?
I don't know.
Do you have aunts?
Yeah, I got my aunt Barb. We call her Nana, though. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida, because she got very cold in Pennsylvania. And she was like, you know what? I'm just going to go to Jacksonville. Like, I don't even have any friends in Jacksonville. Like, I can make friends. And you know what, Nicole?
She made, like, one.
Oh, yeah. She got Maureen.
That's good.
Anyway, today we're talking about cold brew coffee and how I'm going to cop up to it. I think it's a scam.
How can you think of drink is a scam?
What do you mean? Like, most drinks are scams. Wine
Get
is a scam. Liquor is a scam. And cold brew, Nicole, is the next thing to come in and scam everybody
why?
Out of their hard work.
Okay, tell me your
logic.
I'll
tell you a couple reasons why. Because one, Nicole, when I say cold, if I were to tell the average person I'm going to drink a cold brew coffee, do you think they could explain to me the process in which that is made? Do you think that is very transparent?
I can give you a very succinct answer to that.
Not you, but I'm saying like the average person, the average Joe out there.
Yes, average cup of Joe, yeah. No, of course they know what it is.
But like,
it's
why?
Common knowledge now.
But do you think that the process of cold brewing is actually making the drink better as opposed to hot brewing and then icing it down?
Better?
Well, but not only better, it's also more expensive. Cold brew coffee is more expensive than iced coffee used to be.
Well, because the time it takes to brew it takes longer to brew. For those of you that don't know, cold brew coffee is typically a 12 to 24 hour process. You take a coffee that is ground. I prefer to do it in a, not a fine ground, but like a coarse
ground. Nice little coarse ground.
And then I pour cold water over it, and then I leave it in the fridge, and then 12 to 24 hours later, you have cold brew.
You know what
I
do?
What's the problem?
No, I have a $20 Mr. Coffee machine, and I put coffee beans in there, and I put water in there, and then after 7 minutes, Nicole, it percolates, it boils in there, and then you put it in there, and then you put it in the freezer for 3 hours, then you accidentally shatter a glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, like, iced coffee was always a thing, but it was, like, a little bit more niche. It was, like, a cool, sexy thing that Starbucks is selling these giant iced
coffees.
Really?
I guess this was before my coffee drinking time, because iced coffee has always been in the zeitgeist for me, at least.
Yeah, but then, like, cold brew comes along, and now it is the de facto cold coffee beverage of choice, but I vastly prefer... Not only is it the de facto cold coffee beverage, we got some stats here because, Nicole, this is a research-based podcast.
Hell yeah.
2015, this is when Starbucks launched cold brew. So it's still definitely in the zeitgeist, but cold brew market share, $110 million per year. In 2020, that tripled to $310. Mm. That is literally projected to triple again by 2025. Mm. It is a 25% market growth over year. So between 2015 and 2025, you're going from $110 million to $944 million. That's absolutely bonkers.
Okay, have you done it for coffee, though, like iced coffee?
No, but like hot coffee. But exactly. I'm saying it's not. People
You're
aren't drinking.
You're saying we're a research-based show.
Okay, people aren't drinking nine times the amount of coffee that they used to, though, right? Like it's cold brew specifically, and specifically RTD cold brew that's ready to drink like things in the grocery store.
Oh, well, obviously because it's pre-made.
It's pre-made, but
you don't need
saying,
to. You don't need to brew it. I thought you're talking about the average person who makes their own coffee.
No. So this is like including ready-made and in coffee shops and all that. This is like just like total market cap on all this.
That's cool. I don't think it's a scam for that exact reason.
Okay, you were talking about how it takes more time to make cold brew coffee.
A little.
It also takes more beans to make cold brew coffee.
That's okay.
So it's like two, but you're driving up the price.
But you're
of coffee.
No. But you're also concentrating it, and you can cut that with milk or water.
But
not true. You're lying.
You don't hold on. I will say, you do not have to cut cold. Well, for medical reasons, you should cut cold brew concentrate.
You need to cut your cold brew concentrate. If not, you will go blind.
So here, fun little story time real quick. So once I drank cold brew concentrate straight from the bottle, and Nicole was like, hey, don't do that. That's bad. And I was like, Nicole, I'm a pro. I can handle my caffeine. I know what I'm doing. Fast forward 5 minutes and I go, hey, Nicole, I can't see. And she goes, what? And I go, don't panic, but I am blind right now and I don't know what's happening and I have a splitting headache.
Yeah, this was a month when I was working with you? A month into it?
We started you off hard.
Yeah, you really, really did. It was just me and you alone.
Yeah, one day I hurt my back and Nicole had to tie my shoes for me.
Yeah, Josh loves to say that story just to humble me every now and then.
Not to humble, it's to humble me. That was embarrassing for me. You think I wanted to do that?
No.
I was like, oh, this is my first person I'm working with and I'm going to run a whole department. We're trying to build this thing out. And I'm just like, hey, so like I can not bend right now because of an injury. If you tie my shoes, that'd be great.
And then you went blind.
And then I went blind a week later because I drank probably about 1,000 milligrams of caffeine.
You had a lot of, and that's one. Well, I do believe that on cold brew, like ready to drink cold brew, we need to have labels that say please dilute.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are there clear instructions on the bottle? Sure.
On the back of the bottle. On the who's looking at the back of the bottle?
You're saying we need like a Surgeon General's warning, like they did on cigarettes. Yeah.
Of course you do.
Have a skull and crossbones.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Have you ever been to the grocery store and they have like a sign that says this product is not for pregnant people because it's been treated with X, Y, and Z.
Yeah
we should
it's like this isn't for idiots. Like you need to be able to understand basic commands drink this product.
Let me tell you, I do love cold brew. I don't like making it, but I know how to make it. But you know what I don't know how to brew a cup of coffee. I'm gonna be honest with you guys, there's a lot of things I'm good at. There's a lot of talents in this little body of mine, but one of them, I don't know how to work a coffee machine to save my life.
Like, if you were to walk up to, say, the $20 Mr. Coffee machine that I have in my home, and I said, hey, could you make me a cup?
No,
you just wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know how to do it.
Do you think you could reason it out, though, if you, like, thought through how the machine works? Do you know how it works?
I would need a few minutes. I would need, like, about, I need, like, 6 minutes and two tries.
You drink coffee on the regular,
no,
right?
I'm an espresso girl.
Do you make espresso at home?
Nespresso machine.
You are an Nespresso girl.
Yeah, Nespresso machines, coffee machines that you just throw the pod in and it works.
Oh my God, you just call that a coffee machine now. You're talking about a Keurig.
Yeah, never use like a regular like fill the pot with the water. You fill the pot with the water? No, you fill the basin with water.
Then
this
that
is not me pretending to be stupid because I don't like being stupid, but like this is like I've never done it.
When did Keurigs even come out? Like you didn't start drinking coffee in the home until post Keurig.
Yeah.
That's probably 2012?
Well, my parents also were instant coffee people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wait, there's something we can agree on because I think people need to put more respect on instant coffee.
Yeah, obviously.
And that's something that like people around the world drink a lot of. I remember when I was in Israel, like that was the only coffee they had.
Yeah.
You'd be in a hotel room and be like, hey, where can I get a cup of coffee? And they were just like, oh, we have, you know, Nescafe. And they'd just like point to a little thing of instant coffee, and I love it.
That's the one I had in my house. Elite instant coffee was the drink of my childhood. Well, not my childhood, but I was like 18 when I started drinking coffee. But yeah, no, in my house, we never had a coffee machine. And then whenever we would have a coffee machine, it was on vacation, and my dad would use it to brew tea. We would never.
Oh, really? You're talking about like the coffee machine in the hotel room?
Yeah.
Like you just like brew tea in it?
Yeah, like we never drank coffee like that.
That's adorable.
I grew up automated. And lazy.
You know, the inventor of Keurig, like Alfred Nobel, the inventor of dynamite, like regrets his invention. And he's like working to try and stop it. Yeah, that's the thing, because Keurig has been so environmentally disastrous, apparently. is a thing.
Yeah.
I don't exactly have the data on it, but that's the thing. And now he's basically like, I regret ever having done that.
Yeah, they have
because
compostable
it's just single use.
But they have compostable K-cups now.
Yeah, but they only started making compostable K-cups because they were like, oh God, what have we done?
Yeah, so true.
So you should feel terrible.
I recycle all my Nespresso pods. I really do. I recycle them. We have a baggie that we give to the Nespresso store and we say, here you go. And they say, oh my God, thank you so much. Here's a free sleeve.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like an incentive, like a buyback program?
I don't know. Maybe they just like us.
Is it the Bed Bath & Beyond?
No, it's the Nespresso store.
It's just a standalone Nespresso store?
Yeah.
Where?
There's one in Beverly Drive.
God, of course
there is. And then there's one in the Bloomingdale's and Century City Mall. Your favorite mall.
It's a good mall.
Hey,
it's
if you're listening to this, Josh loves to go to Century City.
Yeah, I hang out there on the weekends. Come find me. Okay, cold brew. The cold brew iced coffee dichotomy. So cold brew takes a lot longer to make.
That's
because,
fine.
Sure. But we're talking on like a global industrial scale here. Not only that,
why
you take twice the amount of
beans. Way?
Because, okay, here's the real
what
reason
about
I'm mad.
The people.
Here's the real reason I'm mad about cold brew,
okay,
right?
Go ahead.
Is that I love coffee. Well, not, okay, let me reframe.
You don't drink that much coffee.
I don't love coffee. I love caffeine and I need it as a drug. If I don't have caffeine, I will just get a splitting headache and I'll scream and I'll cry and I'll wail and I'll moan. And if I have too much caffeine, I go blind. We've established that. It's happened three times in my life.
Oh my gosh.
One prom night because we couldn't find any alcohol because
so
our parent
monsters?
Hookup. Yeah, so we're like, let's get messed up on monsters.
That's
to just
what my
feel
friend
something.
Did at grad night. Did you do that at grad night or
prom? Prom.
My
prom,
friend
prom.
Did that at grad night and I literally physically took the monster and I'm like, you need to sit down because you're going to die on this freaking roller coaster. He's like, I'm fine.
Yeah, I started dry heaving in a Denny's bathroom at like 4:30 in the morning.
So scary.
I didn't have a fun prom night. Not like the movies.
Me either.
Hey-o! We were the cool kids. All right, so cold brew takes twice as long, takes twice as many beans, and that is the reason why cold brew coffee is so much more expensive than drip coffee.
Okay.
Like, you go to Starbucks, you can still get a drip coffee for like $2.45 or something, which is expensive.
Expensive
for coffee, right?
Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank says if you're spending more than $1.50 on a cup of coffee, you're wasting your money.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I feel like everything we buy is a waste of money because you can do it at home. But that said, like cold brew is significantly more expensive than that because of the time and process. Do you think that, say, cold brew is like 60% more expensive than drip coffee? Do you think that is made up in the taste and enjoyment? You think cold brew is that much better?
No, I don't think it's better. I just think putting the word scam on it is not right. It's a different way to enjoy coffee.
It's a scammy way to enjoy coffee.
What makes it scammy? The fact that it's more expensive and it's more labor on it's harder to get?
But then, no, here's the real scam. Oh, here's the real scam, Nicole. It's the fact that now people associate cold brew with the default chilled coffee experience. So right now, if you were to go to the store and look up all of these ready-to-drink coffee drinks that are in the refrigerated section, 90% of them would be cold brew, right?
It's not labeled as iced coffee anymore.
Yeah, it's all cold brew. And so they're all actually cold brewing it, meaning you're just driving up the general price because you're artificially inflating the amount of labor that's coming. This is like a contract around a job.
You. Okay, again, all these cold brews that are being sold are concentrates, correct?
No. No.
How much of them?
No.
Like 50% of them.
I don't even think so. I'd say probably less than 20% are concentrates.
You think so?
I feel like cold brew concentrates, like OG brands like Chameleon.
That's a concentrate.
They're selling concentrates, but a lot of these aren't. They're just selling straight ready to drink,
like
especially
stock?
Like the cans. You know, you got your Stump Towns, like all of these coffee. Starbucks has just canned cold brew. Starbucks still sells 64-ounce things of iced coffee, which I get if I'm in a pinch. At the old Smart and Final.
I'm not a big iced coffee. I've never been an iced coffee person either.
But you do like cold brew.
I do like cold brew.
What is the difference to you?
The flavor.
What's the flavor
it's
difference?
More
tell me.
It's like more chocolatey. It's more like acidic. I know people are like, oh, acidic coffee, ew. But like, it's like good whenever you have like a splash of cream in it. And like, I don't know. It's more zippy. It's more zingy. I feel like I'm getting more caffeine, even if that's not true or not. But I just feel more caffeinated.
I want my coffee to taste like coffee.
Yeah, okay. And what do you gain from that? From not having fun? From being a big, boring Mr. Man?
Wait, yeah.
Big,
that actually,
Mr.
hold
Man.
On. Hold on. No, that is a good point.
Because
that was one of like the early things when I, you know, let's talk about Josh's childhood for a second.
I'm
like,
so down.
Like, growing up without a lot of positive male role modeling, you know, I was like constantly searching, like, what does it mean to be a man? Okay. And Nicole, this is, I need you to make eye contact with me because it's very personal. And
sorry, I was being distracted because you talk about your family all the time. I was just looking out of the Cold Brew brands. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I care about you.
No,
so
you
much.
Don't have to. No,
take it away.
I'm saying
no,
like,
positive male role model.
It's tough, you know. And I was trying to search what it meant to be a man, and you know, a lot of the cues I took, like, hey, spicy foods. That's what men do. Nicole's physically prying her eyes open, like the end of a Clockwork Orange. They're forcing Alex DeLarge, played by the great Malcolm McDowell, to watch scenes of violence. Anyways, I'm saying, I thought like drinking black coffee made you a big manly man. And so from like age 8, I just drink black coffee anytime I could to be like, look at me, I'm a child but a man. And then now I like still associate that with positive reinforcement.
I'm sorry for laughing.
And so, no, it's
little,
hilarious.
Little 8-year-old spiky-headed fat Josh drinking coffee. I wish I could have just
I was
given
a cute
a
kid. Yeah, I didn't like to be touched though because I wasn't used to it. You know what I mean? I didn't know what another human body touching mine felt like, so I didn't want any part of it.
I don't know whether to keep laughing or just to keep crying. I don't even know. It's so sad.
Oh, welcome to my life.
I'm sorry.
So that's why I still drink black coffee, and I associate like the austere taste.
But like, you don't win anything from having a boring, gross poop coffee.
No, but sometimes I like it. And also, I don't consider it poop. To me, it's the same. It's the same. It is not poop, Nicole. I think of it the same way as like alcohol, where it's like, I understand that at first, an acquired taste.
Yeah.
You're sussing out the different notes of cocoa blossoms and cherry butters
and whatever
the hell they talk about with coffee.
Yeah.
You know, and so I like to have a kind of like, you know, bitter, dark roast. Like, that is what I'm searching for in my coffee flavor. Mm-hmm. I don't want this, like, cold brew, light, floral.
Cold brew's not light. If anything, cold brew has a deeper, darker, more chocolatey, intense coffee flavor.
Do you think it does?
I know it does.
What do you mean you know it does? Well, it depends on the kind of bean.
No,
if you take one bean, you cold brew it versus another one.
Because it's more stronger.
Why didn't we have Morgan Eckroth on this?
Who's
Morgan?
Sorry, Morgan.
Morgan,
I
would love Mrs. Morgan drinks coffee on TikTok, YouTube,
friend
of the show. If you could like make a video just kind of like reacting to this and the stupidest
things
we said.
And how mad you are at all the things we're saying.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be mad. They seem kind of generally on. I don't think they're like a huge coffee snob, but I think we're just saying a bunch of dumb stuff.
I think they might be disappointed in the way.
I'm a little disappointed with this, but point is, I'm not a. For me, thinking about the taste of my coffee, though, is like thinking about the taste of my NyQuil, where it's like
this is your medicine?
Yeah, I'm consuming this because I need it, right?
No.
I'm not drinking this for...
I don't feel that way at all about coffee.
No, you shouldn't. People shouldn't.
Yeah, it's fun. It's customizable.
I agree with that.
It's a joy. Coffee and tea and anything, like, caffeine-wise should give you joy instead of, like, you know, I don't know, what do you do for coffee consumption? What's your favorite cup of coffee? Like, what do you
I take
get?
Whatever thing that we have in the fridge and I pour it in a large glass and I chug it as fast as I can.
So you drink cold brew?
Actually, no, wait, hold on. I know, well, okay, yeah, that's another thing. I do drink a ton of cold brew because Nicole buys it and puts it in the Mythical Kitchen fridge.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody wants it.
Oh, it's great. It's a delight. I love it. Love cold brew.
then why
no,
is it
No, I'm
a scam
saying
if
that was
it?
Iced coffee, I would be, in fact, happier.
I wouldn't even notice the difference.
Well, so, but iced coffee is cheaper. Nicole, that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't notice the difference. You wouldn't. And iced coffee is cheaper to make, cheaper to produce, and it's not driving up the global price of coffee.
Well, what do you want me to do? It's on the business card.
It. Write a letter. Write a letter to Howard Schultz at Starbucks. Or
I
no.
don't want to.
Is that the Peanuts guy? No, Charles Schultz. Yeah, Howard Schultz is definitely the Starbucks
George
CEO.
George Schultz.
George Schultz. What did he do? Was he a composer?
No.
Who's George Schultz?
He helped with like Russia and Gorbachev and Reagan and stuff.
Yeah, he's a former U.S. secretary. Why don't I know who George Schultz is?
I don't know.
Interesting.
He was
anyways.
On the board of Theranos.
Oh, that's how you know. Yeah, Nicole just finished watching The Dropout.
It was so good. Amanda Seyfried, come on the
but
show.
But I just watched We Crashed, and that's the same show.
Is it?
Well, it's following. There's like a weird trend now where there'll be a very interesting story and then somebody will make a documentary series about it and then somebody will make a narrative series about it. And it's just too much content to consume. Because I've already read the long form articles. I've already watched all the documentary series. And I was like, I really have to watch the narrative series now? I really got to watch Jared Leto reenact all the things that I already know?
This is how she talked. This is how Elizabeth Holmes talked.
It's a combination of therapy and diagnosis. Theranos. It's like we're going to the Poconos.
We're going to we're going to change the world one drop of blood at a time. That's like, I'm like,
you got like a little fratty at the end, at a time. Bruh. I'm Elizabeth Holmes, bruh.
Speaking of fraud,
got him.
Cold brew coffee. I mean, what's nitro? What is nitro cold brew? Is it just put through an ISI canister before it is fed
nitro
to the people?
Nitro cold brew is the big. Actually, here's the thing.
That's
I'll
a
say.
Scam. That's a scam.
No, wait, hold up. That's the thing that I really actively enjoy. So.
How can you enjoy something and you know you're the dichotomy of your mind is so frustrating because you say you like it and then you say it's a fraud.
It all makes
sense. Why do you like fraudulent things? Why do you hate yourself?
I'll tell you what, why do I hate myself? Oh, let's get into it, Nicole. Nitro cold brew to me is worth it for the science. Because instead of adding, say, carbonation, right? That's the process of making a drink fizzy via carbonic acid, They are nitrogenating it, giving it little tiny micro bubbles that make fun times in your mouth. And so I can't do that at all myself. I haven't a single nitrogenatable canister, Nicole.
Don't you have a soda stream?
I have a soda. That's carbonation, not nitrogenation. Very different. I like the small bubbles. And so I don't know how to nitrogenate something at home, right? And I will gladly pay a local coffee shop. What's the one in Burbank that I like?
Starbucks.
No, it's just called iHeart Coffee or something.
I don't know.
Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, goes there and they make a great nitro cold brew. But I'm saying I can't do that myself. And so for me, it's worth it because I'm paying for the joy of the tiny little micro bubbles.
Yeah, I'm sure you can make it at home. Yeah, we'll just.
Yeah, you probably need like what, a tube and a bunch of water?
Is some sort of chemical?
Yeah, that's someone blowing it at the other end. Are we talking about colonics or nitrogenation?
We'll buy both and we'll try them on each product.
Do you not like nitro cold brew?
I mean, that is like fake to me. Like, why am I like, that's a scam. Like putting nitrous oxide in
I think it's nitrous oxide.
Whatever it is.
We're using a lot of science words that we don't understand. As a caveat.
Theranos.
Theranos.
Exactly. It all ties together. Well, I just.
Hot dogger, send us one drop of your blood and I'll tell you if it tastes like blood or not. That's right. For the low price of $50, I will just eat your blood.
You actually drink blood?
tastes like maple syrup.
It actually, you drink blood, but that's neither here nor there. I don't know. There's something about the nitro bubbles. Well, first of all, I don't even know if I can drink a whole cup of cold brew.
Why?
Because my body goes into shakes and tremors.
Wait, are you that sensitive to caffeine?
I think so. There was a period of time when I worked at a coffee shop where I literally had 4 cups of coffee a day in like different ways. Yeah. And there came a time when like if I didn't have coffee, I would shake.
Oh, same.
And then I quit cold turkey for 2 years and I didn't touch coffee. And then I was like, okay, I'm done with my caffeine addiction. I can just like introduce it to myself now. And I'm fine now. But sometimes if I have cold brew, I get really shaky and I'm like, oh, I can't drive.
I thought you were going to say you're one of those people. There's a lot of memes about it where people are like, one cold brew, and then they'll show like a sewage pipe exploding, implying that they have violent diarrhea after a sip of cold. And that's like a sentiment that I hear from people like, oh, I can't even smell coffee without having to take a dump. And I'm like, how poorly regulated is your digestive system?
Well, I will say when I have 3 sips of my morning coffee, I got to go.
Okay, so you're one of those people.
Yeah, I am sensitive to it in that way.
You're one of those. Do you think, Nicole,
yes,
that nitro cold brew would even help more with that because of the bubbles?
It's not helping. It's hurting.
Oh, you're hurting. You don't want to be there. Because sometimes I like to.
I don't want to talk about pooping on the podcast.
Can I have 30 seconds to talk about poop
sure.
on the podcast?
Your poop.
Okay, yeah.
Your poop.
My poop.
Not
you don't have, Nicole,
else.
You don't have to overshare anything. What I like to do sometimes, if, you know, I eat a lot of whey protein powder, if I'm feeling a little backed up, and this is great. Like, digestive health is just really important for people. Colon cancer is a huge killer. Eat a lot of dietary fiber. I like to take about 6 to 15 prunes, and I'll blend those up with ice and water and just suck down a prune slurry.
That's fine.
Yeah,
what
and
does
then
that have
that'll,
to do with
well,
coffee?
I'm saying that's what I do instead of coffee.
Oh, well, that's good for you.
It is good for me. But it's not like a pleasant experience. It is a violent evacuation. It is not like a clean evacuation.
Was that 30
it's
seconds?
Like a,
was that 30 seconds?
Is my time up? Because I was about to relate this to the Marcos dictator from Philippines, how he was violently evacuated from Manila. That's it. Now I'm done. That is how my...
So you call your...
My, it's an unwanted presence in, you know, a place, and you need to get it out.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Speaking of cold brew, have you ever heated up cold brew and drink it like coffee?
I don't know. Have I?
I'm asking you a question.
I know. You spend more time with me than like my fiance. And, like, all of my family members combined, you would have been around for it.
It's just a normal question.
You know?
Well, when you're not with me, which is shocking, but sometimes you're not around
like
me.
Barely. I don't think I have. I really don't think I have.
One time I did and it was not good.
Cold brew is not good because cold brew is not actually good. But hot coffee iced down is good.
That's not true. Flavors are more muted when it's cold. We all know that, a.k.a. gazpacho. Gazpacho theory.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with that. I agree with that.
So actually, it's less intense once it's cold. Once it's heated up, it is so disgusting.
Can I use one gross metaphor?
Fine.
One. You know how you can tell that flavors are more muted when it's cold? Is because try fart in the shower. I'm so sorry. This is how my mind works. This is literally how I think about this. When you fart in the shower, it smells so much worse because of all the steam, and it's just carrying, you know, the warmth.
Wait,
it's carrying. It's making the aromas
bloom. You don't like the smell of your own farts? That's shocking.
That's not that I don't like. I don't know. There's something comforting. It's like, this is my body. It's beautiful. It's like when somebody
that's
farts.
The one thing that I learned from this podcast. Josh doesn't like the smell of his own farts. Shocking revelation.
You ever been in a yoga class and somebody farts?
No.
Really?
Never. And
oh my
I've been
God.
To like a bunch of yoga. I've been to like so many yoga classes. That's never happened.
Somebody's definitely farted. You just didn't hear it and they didn't address
it. Well, then.
Statistically speaking, Nicole,
well,
somebody
Josh,
farted in that class.
If a fart. You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah, but you got to finish it.
I don't know what it is.
If somebody farts in a yoga class and no one is around to hear it, did they really namaste or something? It was going to be something like that, right?
Pretty much.
Anytime I've been in a yoga class and somebody's farted, I swear to God, I'll get off this topic in a second. The teacher comes over and they'll be like, we should all be grateful for our bodies and that they are working and functioning as they should. And this is a gift. And I'm just like,
nah,
homie pooped his pants during chaturanga.
I thought maybe you would fart in solidarity.
I just like a Spartacus,
oh,
like, I am Spartacus.
Exactly.
No.
Gosh, potty humor.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about coffee, man.
What's the best cup of coffee you ever had?
I'm a big Blue Bottle fan, so I have a
really?
Lot of Blue Bottle. Blue Bottle's probably my favorite cup of coffee. But again, I don't just have a regular drip coffee that often.
Yeah.
Right now I'm really into matcha lattes, and I do like a cold brew from Blue Bottle because they put chicory root in it, and I like that.
Oh, you're
flavor.
Talking about the
New Orleans.
The
style.
New Orleans.
Yeah, it's
what,
quite
it's like
delicious.
Demerara sugar,
it's,
chicory root.
So they brew. I actually learned how to do this, which was cool. It's coarse ground coffee, anything they got, and then they put like a few spoonfuls of Cafe Du Monde chicory powder, chicory root.
Do you know what chicory root is? Because I kind of don't.
It's similar. It's in the same family as like other greens. So like chard and stuff like that. It's like in the same family.
Because I've been to restaurants and they'll be like, this is a salad of chicories. And it's all kind of like, what's the radicchio-ish
Yeah,
type
I think
of
it's radicchio.
Is it literally that at the root?
I think so.
Weird.
And it's just that. And then they brew it for a long time. And then they put it with some milk and then a little bit of syrup, like vanilla syrup.
Mm.
And I really like it. It's honestly a perfect iced coffee, but I am more of a hot coffee person. I'm more of a hot espresso person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't enjoy cups of coffee that much. I just prefer like an espresso with some milk and a little bit of brown sugar, sugar in the raw. That's
I'm a big drip coffee fan. Like I prefer the American style coffee to like espresso. And I had these Italian roommates, they would just refer to American coffee as dirty water. Because for them, coffee is, you know, drank in like, you know, 2 to 3 ounce little cups. And so, you know, I'm coming around to like, I used to drink a quart of black coffee every morning.
A quart?
I used to drink a quart of coffee. I'm like Paul Bunyan.
That's four
and
cups.
And a barrel of eggs. Yeah.
That's a lot of
actually,
coffee.
Actually, it's 5 cups in coffee. This is another weird thing. Coffee, the standard measurement of a cup of coffee is 6 ounces. And it makes no sense. You can Google this on y'all's own.
But a cup is 8 ounces.
Like a standard measuring cup, yeah, is 8 fluid ounces.
Weird.
But when you're talking about cups of coffee, I think they're going off of the old-timey styrofoam cups that you'd find at like a water cooler.
Okay.
They're 6 ounces. So
interesting.
This is another weird thing. You're talking about cold brew maybe having more caffeine in it. Roasting and heat does negatively affect caffeine content.
Sure.
I believe. However, it's like impossible to tell how much of the grounds have soaked into the water at any given point. You know what I mean? Because if you let a cold brew steep for 12 hours versus 24 hours, depending on the coarseness of your grind, all that is going to affect the caffeine content.
Sure.
And we're like very flippant about caffeine content, which I think is weird because it's a hard drug. It made me go blind, Nicole.
I know.
It gave you the shakes. You,
I know.
You were an addict. You were jonesing.
I know. It's crazy.
Like, do you know how many milligrams of caffeine are in a cup of coffee? If you had to guess, like, do you know the milligram amount of caffeine?
118.
That's actually probably pretty close. If you're
I don't
about,
know.
Like,
do you
8 ounces of coffee. Yeah.
How much is it?
Well, no, I'm saying it all depends on coffee. But like, if you're talking about milligrams of caffeine, 1,200 milligrams of caffeine at one time or in one 24-hour period is likely to give you a type of severe caffeine intoxication.
Scary.
So that's probably where I was when I'm done
that's
went blind.
That's so scary to think
400
about.
Milligrams per day is what the FDA recommends to not have any negative long-term effects. They're like, this is the cap, 400 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
I give myself a cap of like 550 because I'm like, oh, I'm bigger. So I can handle that.
Okay.
But anyways, like 6 fluid ounces of coffee should range between like 60 and 80 milligrams of caffeine.
Okay.
But then, you know, blonde roasts have more caffeine than, you know.
That's true.
And then if you look up Starbucks venti blonde roast.
That's dangerous,
over
right?
400 milligrams of caffeine, which is over the toxicity level.
Yeah, they shouldn't be
which
selling
is crazy.
That, right?
But it's crazy that we do in America.
But they shouldn't.
And they shouldn't. I'm saying that we're very flippant about it. And it's very strange to me.
And how much caffeine is in a cold brew, like a venti cold brew?
It all depends. And nobody knows.
Oh,
it's what a weird, wild, wonderful
scary.
World where we play with our hard drugs.
That's scary.
My favorite cup of coffee, Nicole, I once had.
Oh, sorry, I didn't ask you. Josh.
No, it's okay. I wasn't
fishing. Josh, what's your favorite cup?
I had the most special cup of coffee I had. I think we've talked about this before, but
okay.
I went to Blue Bottle, and they were advertising this cup of coffee that cost like $23 or something.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, this is a cold – no, not a cold brew. They were like, this is a pour over from Yemen that is based off of the original coffee bean that was – hold on, Nicole. This is based off the original coffee bean that was first brewed back in 10,000 BC, and there's a Mesopotamian hymn according to this coffee, and the person who got the beans out of Yemen had to smuggle it on a kayak, and his name was Fred, and then Fred, he has a daughter named Sophia, and here's a photo of Fred and Sophia, and here's our giant pamphlet, and it comes with a tiny little cookie, and it costs $18, and you have to wait 45 minutes for it to brew, and the coffee guy is just going to be staring at you the whole time while they brews it with love. And I paid that money for it, and I tipped the requisite 20%, which is the price of a normal cup of coffee. I was using a corporate card to get it because I was writing about it at the time.
Uh-huh.
But like, the barista literally stared at me while I drank this thing, and he was like, can you taste the cherry blossom notes? And I just want to be like, I never eaten a cherry blossom, dude. This tastes like coffee. But I couldn't. And instead, I went, wow.
Yeah,
I do, man.
It's insane. It's kind of like a little bit perfumey. And like,
yeah. Because they're also positively reinforced to just go, yeah.
Of course.
That's why if anybody ever goes to like a wine tasting or somebody pours the, you know, the taster at a restaurant.
Oh my gosh, that's my favorite thing. Because everyone says, because you're the food person, like you get to taste
yeah.
it. And I'm like, And they're like, how's it? And I'm like, I like shake my head. And then it's like, okay.
Yeah, you give them a little wink.
Yeah, I'm like,
I always say one adjective. I'm like, ooh, love that peppery finish. Ooh, love that jammy blush.
But do you mean it? But do you know what you're saying when you say it?
I think I mean it. It's like if you think you're in love, does that mean you're in love? How do you tell if you're in love? It's all such
you're
a weird nebulous
concept. You're willing to die for your partner.
But I'm saying it's such a nebulous concept. Like you thinking that you taste something versus actually tasting it because everything's perceived through the mind.
Yeah, it's like
you know
that
what I mean?
One. It's like that one opinion we had where they said if you have a bite of a carrot, it tastes like Coke. It's like, yeah, if you put that in the air, I'm sure someone will think that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so this could have been the best cup of coffee I've ever drank, and I don't know. I will say my favorite cup of coffee is on Saturday morning. I wake up like an hour and a half before Julia, probably at 6:30.
That's early for the weekend.
Yeah, just my body's just kind of stuck.
Sure.
I'll wake up at 6:30 and I will brew on my, it's actually not a Mr. Coffee. I now have like a, I've upgraded to like the $100 like ninja foodie coffee thing.
Okay, cool. Good
That's
for you.
That's nice. And I use Don Francisco butterscotch flavored coffee beans.
It is good.
And it is great. And I'll put Splenda protein powder and Fairlife milk in it. That's the high protein milk.
Oh, I thought that was the lactose milk.
And it makes it like a latte.
Oh, good.
And I drink about 24 ounces of that in the on the table while playing Rocket League.
You played Rocket League at 6:30?
6:30 in the morning. Wow. Before Julie gets up. So it's like, you know, I'm going to drink coffee. I'm going to have some me time. Okay, and so that's my favorite cup of coffee because it's connected to a ritual.
That's good. Does it have anything to do with cold brew being a scam?
Yes.
Oh, what?
Because then I save the other half a pot of the coffee, and then I put it in the fridge, and I make it iced, and I make it cold, and it tastes significantly better than any cold brew ever.
But that's not cold
brew! That was hot brew coffee, and that is what you all should be doing, and cold brew is a scam, and they're artificially inflating the amount of supply and labor to make the coffee to make you pay more for it, scraping up their margins. Starbucks taking over the world.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Nicole, in front of you and I have to say, now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the Twitterverse. It's time for a segment we call
Opinions are like casseroles.
Wow, real droll today, huh?
Josh always says we sing it, but we never really sing it, but now I really didn't
let's
sing
let's try,
it.
Let's try and actually sing it. Let's try and harmonize.
Okay.
Opinions are like, yeah, I'm so
Josh,
sorry. I'm
so
normally
flat.
Better.
You're so flat.
Okay, what do you want me to sing it like?
Okay, I want you to go to an A.
Like an A. I'm here.
This guy has no pitch.
I really am tone deaf.
Yeah.
It's rough. And such a beautiful history of Jewish cantors in my family.
Congratulations.
All right. Hey, so I was a guest on a fellow Mythical Kitchen crew members podcast.
That's right.
Go head over to Trevor Talks Too Much to listen to the episode where Trevor and I play like a newlywed game to really test our friendship over the years. And Trevor tries to get me to open up more. So you can go see if over at Trevor Talks Too Much to see if I'm
trying
to
get you to open up more. Baby, you open book. What are you
talking
about?
Well, no, there's got to be something deeper in the recesses.
You think so?
Yeah, he's going to reach deep down there. So first up, Nicole, it looks like we got someone at Corey Lovehorn says barbecue sauce is the only condiment that can make green beans edible.
One for you, butter.
Lao ganma. John Cena loves Lao ganma. I love Lao ganma.
Yeah, that's right.
Julia doesn't like green beans and it makes me mad.
Like at all?
Yeah, well,
she can't eat beans.
So a green bean isn't like a bean.
It's a legume?
No, it's like neither.
It's a vegetable? Beans
don't exist. There's like legumes, there's pulses, there's just beans aren't like a green bean, like a yellow wax bean, a Chinese long bean. Those aren't like beans.
Okay.
Did I tell you about the fava beans that I had at a restaurant?
No.
So I went to a restaurant with my brother and we ordered like fava beans. They're on like the grill menu, but I kind of imagined like a plate of like full madamas.
Sure, that you just like eat with the skin on.
Yeah, it's like a nice...
On.
No. Oh. I was imagining like a plate of like beans I could eat with a spoon.
Oh, okay.
Didn't notice it was like from the grill, mm-hmm. you know, and that was part of it. And so they come out and they're the fava beans that it looks like giant edamame.
Yeah.
And they're like fully dressed with the skin on. And so,
I like skin on fava beans.
Well, John looks at me and he's like, hey, we're supposed to eat the whole thing. And do you eat the whole fava bean?
Well, it does give you indigestion, but does yeah. It?
I don't know, dude. But anyways, and I'm like, yo, there's dressing on the outside. Of course, we're supposed to eat the whole thing. And so we're chewing on it, and it's, like, not very good. And then the server comes over, and we're like, hey, out of curiosity, are we supposed to eat the whole thing? And she goes, typically what most guests will do, there's some panic in her eyes, is they'll take the beans out of the shell before eating them. And we go, oh, so we ate the bones.
Oh, man.
Anyways, they weren't great. But I love green beans, and I think they're edible with damn near any sauce. But I think they do really deserve a sauce.
I think they're good pan-seared with some butter and salt and pepper.
It's perfectly fine, too. A little garlic, a little lemon to kill
really
it.
Yeah, really good.
Prick King green beans. Oh, Thai green beans, bro.
That's a good one. North Snow 21 says... I recently discovered that not everyone eats cereal with warm milk. I never ate it with cold as a child. That's incredible. What?
How long did it take you to figure that out, though?
That's an incredible discovery. Like, you were really coddled and loved as a child, it sounds like.
Yeah,
always having warm milk with your, it's like porridge.
I'm just kidding. I love me a good Frosted Flakes porridge. You know that. Yeah. I'm just wondering if they never saw cereal in, like, a media that they consumed, right?
Because
think about, children's shows, kid pouring a bowl of cereal before school. That jug of milk is obviously straight out of the fridge, right? Surely they would have inferred that that was just cold.
Maybe they're trolling us. Sorry,
To what end? To this end? For attention?
Why not?
North Snow, are you trolling us? We got to know.
I don't know. I feel like this is a very, I don't know, like really coddled, protected person. Like maybe
they sound loved.
Maybe they didn't watch TV. Maybe they were watching, you know, some religious
family
programming.
Was reading to them.
Yeah, maybe.
You don't have to be religious to be sheltered. It helps.
That's true. I was, you know, sheltered, like, but not very religious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Still had cold milk with my cereal, though.
At Dr. Iceman 200, Eggo waffles are better frozen than warmed up.
Okay.
I've had both.
Me too.
Okay, here's a weird turn. Frozen Eggo waffles have the consistency of my favorite waffle, which is a Liège waffle.
Which is a Belgian waffle?
It's a Belgian waffle, but it's a yeasted, it's a very thickly sugared yeasted waffle that has large sugar crystals in it. And it's like not fluffy and light. It is dense
crispy.
And it's chewy and crispy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so good. And frozen Eggo, well, this is a reach, I'll admit that.
Mm-hmm.
Frozen Eggo waffles kind of give you that texture, that denseness.
Yeah,
but
no.
The denseness is from ice crystals.
You're right. But yeah. I do like it better warm.
Yeah, I know this isn't going to exactly change the way that I consume frozen waffles.
Sure, yeah.
But I think you got a point, Dr. Iceman. Also,
cool
your
name
is Dr. Iceman. You're eating Eggo waffles frozen.
It's a cool name.
It's like a dentist named Dennis.
Dennis the dentist?
Yeah, it's like if your name is Dennis, you're more likely to become a dentist.
That's false.
There's I know, it's actually
absolutely
false.
Absolutely no, like,
somebody
data
actually,
back then.
Somebody actually, like, published that and claimed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sun Devil's A4 says, barbecue sauce cookies are a sneaky top-tier cookie. So is there, like, a online recipe where they do Sweet Baby Ray's cookies or something?
Well, yeah, here's the thing. They're presupposing the existence of something called a barbecue sauce cookie.
Yeah.
And presupposing that we know what that is, or that maybe we should know what that is. I can certainly infer what it is. You take a sugar cookie dough, you know, you maybe add a little bit less wet ingredients, you mix a bunch of barbecue sauce in there. And then, yeah, barbecue sauce cookie yielding nothing on search terms. But if you can imagine, Nicole.
Yeah.
Sugar cookie dough, leave out a little bit of the wet, add a bunch of barbecue sauce
in,
bake it off.
No, I think you're wrong. I think they're taking a cookie and then they're topping it with BBQ sauce. Or maybe they're making a whoopie pie.
Just a whoopie pie, which is a nice little thick barbecue.
Yeah.
I don't know, but a barbecue sauce cookie or cookie with a dry rub in it. I eat a lot of very heavily spiced cookies. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, but you're not putting barbecue spice
I'm
rub
not putting
in a cookie.
But
you're
I'm
crazy.
Saying it's not that...
No!
You crazy liar. Get out of here, you crazy pants on fire liar, you. No, but like, you know, it's not that far of a jump. And also, Jenny's Everything Bagel
it's a
ice
leap.
Cream.
It is a leap.
It's a bit of a leap.
It's a jump. It's a leap. It's what is the sport called where you run and you pull? It's a pole vault.
Parkour.
Pole vaulting.
Oh, but Nicole's making a track and field reference.
Yeah!
Are you a fan of Renaud Lavillenie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, very cool.
French?
Yeah, he is French. But then Armand Duplantis came in and broke all of his records.
Not French.
And Sergey Bubka, of course, oh my the Ukrainian God. Great.
Ukrainian, yeah, I knew that.
Did you?
No.
I don't know. I mean, you got it right. Yeah, I think we're just going to need more information. Sun Devils 84, hit us up with some more info.
Yeah, call us.
And then Nicole's going to drop her personal number in the description.
No.
All right. A Riffle. Cinnamon cheese pizza was the weirdest yet most mind-blowing thing I've ever eaten.
What is going on? These are very unique, niche opinions.
See, Nicole, they're presupposing the idea that something called cinnamon
exactly.
cheese pizza
exactly. What's
exists.
Going on? It's wild.
If you were to take a normal cheese pizza, let's even say one without tomato sauce on it, and just sprinkle cinnamon sugar on it, that's a good time. Do you agree?
No.
You disagree?
On a regular slice of pizza?
But no sauce. I'm saying no tomato sauce. Even with tomato sauce, maybe. I like cinnamon.
No.
I put cinnamon and sugar in my tomato sauce.
Well, I understand putting cinnamon in tomato sauces, but like this is... I don't understand. I don't understand.
What's to understand?
I don't
This is just A Riffle's just vibing, just having a good time. Cinnamon cheese
okay,
pizza.
Okay, vibing in the wrong direction because I don't understand what this is. I don't get it. Jesse the Mark says, my SO and her mother like to have cream of mushroom soup on homemade waffles. I think it's weird. They say I'm crazy. They're gaslighting you.
No, this is the thing. Nicole.
What?
Flashback memory from my childhood. This okay. is the thing. I used to eat this.
Is it good?
It's a happy memory from childhood.
Happy
we
one?
Got one.
Woo!
Okay, so chicken, one half of my family... Ashkenazi Jewish and South Africa. Other half of the family, like weird Mennonites from Pennsylvania Dutch. I remember when my dad, I took him to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Uh-huh.
We were in LA and I was like, I really want to eat here. And he's like, oh, chicken and waffles when I was growing up was like a stewed chicken in a cream sauce on top of waffles.
Oh.
And it's like a weird Pennsylvania Dutch kind of rurally thing.
Mm.
And that's what they're doing. And we made it with just cream of mushroom soup and rotisserie chicken. And it is good.
I believe you.
Wow. Unlocked a new memory. Forgot about that entirely.
That's good.
That's great.
I'm happy.
Ooh, I love this one. At Lutunes, sprinkle of salt on cereal is a game changer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
I speaking of coffee.
Yes.
I will
put salt in your... Stop.
Well, not if you're going to have that attitude, I don't know.
Wait. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
I put a sprinkle of salt in my coffee. That's it. That's all
I'm going
to
say. Is there sugar in it?
Yeah. Well, Splenda protein powder and milk.
Oh.
And then salt.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, you already put in so much garbage in it. Just put another sprinkle of garbage on it.
Well, it's also, it's Rocky Road flavored protein powder.
Even better.
And so it's got that like... The fake almond extract, the orgeat syrup, it's got that in there. So it already tastes just hella weird. And it's butterscotch coffee. It's butterscotch flavored coffee.
I don't know. These are
Rocky Road flavored.
You're the one making the choices. It's not like you're going somewhere and they're giving this to you. You are the one who's creating this mess.
What other cup of coffee has 60 grams of protein in it, Nicole? Tell me.
I can't find
a
single one.
Not even one.
But let me tell you, when I was in Costa Rica, I did have a salted coffee and it was kind of good.
It's good. Salt awakens the flavor and everything.
Yeah, it's kind of good.
Yeah, I salt my cereal too deliberately. It's a great salt and protein powder are all your dairy things.
Casey Bryant 27 says black olives on top of nacho cheese Doritos are a great late night drinking snack. I love black olives. So if they taste more like the tin, the better.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I thought all olives just tasted like metal until I had like a fresh olive, an olive not from a can. And I was like, why doesn't it taste like aluminum?
Canned black olives that you can put your pinky finger through and just eat like
whole,
is one of my
thickums.
Favorite tastes ever. And it cannot be duplicated by any other food.
Just made my mouth water. I feel so like good. The combo on Doritos, it's missing a wet.
Yeah, it needs something to stick to it.
And it can be any wet.
No, I know. Okay, what do you think the wet is on three? One, two, three.
Hummus.
Sour cream.
Oh, okay, sour cream. I was going to say sour cream, but also hummus sounds nice. Nacho cheese, hummus, and some olives. That's good. I got I don't go to Trader Joe's because their produce is kind of whack sometimes.
Really? I love my Trader Joe's produce. It's incredible.
I don't know.
You should come to my Trader Joe's.
A bunch of like bum avocados.
What?
Julie went there with her friends. I don't know.
Sounds crappy.
But they got this like eggplant spread that's kind of like was like ikra.
The eggplant hummus?
It's not like eggplant. No, it's not that. It's like in a jar. It's just an eggplant roasted tomato. It's it's basically ajika.
Yeah.
No, ikra. Ikra. Ikra is the Armenian one, right?
Similar.
I would love that nacho cheese Dorito and a black olive.
Still team sour cream.
Ooh, hot take right here. Hot take. One more. At Just for Mythical, bucatini is superior to spaghetti in every way. Same twirly whirly fun with a far more substantial mouthfeel. P.S. Got Twitter just for sharing this. Love from South Africa. Oh, very cool. Could be my cousin. Do you know Sharon Cohen in Cape Town? Let me know if you know Sharon Cohen in Cape Town. She's my cousin.
Does she talk like this?
Yeah, she probably talks like this.
Is that how people in South Africa
talk? Yeah, I'm from South Africa, bro.
I had a South African teacher. Her name was Miss Bauer.
Zifsod represent.
I like bucatini. It's not my favorite pasta. I know that's very controversial. You could be like, oh, you're such a bucatini girl. But I'm really not.
I do agree that you look like a bucatini girl.
Don't I?
Yeah, you sure
Maggie,
do.
Maggie, don't I look like a bucatini girl?
Maggie, tell her she looks like a bucatini girl. Oh, Maggie agrees. I feel like here's a problem. I feel like, Nicole, do you feel like the holes in bucatini have gotten a lot smaller lately? What's the deal with that? What's the deal with the holes in bucatini? They're hardly there anymore. When I was growing up, the holes in bucatini, you could fit a whole pinky finger in. That's how big the holes in bucatini were. And now, almost none there. So when they're saying that there's a substantial mouthfeel, well, no, because this is important. I feel like they might be describing a pasta called beagle-y. Right? I feel like they're just talking about thick spaghetti. Because I feel like the holes in bucatini used to not give it a substantial mouthfeel, but Maggie, I'm going to be moving a lot when I do this. I feel like bucatini, it wasn't meant to have a substantial mouthfeel, Nicole. It was meant, if I could just be here for a sec, Nicole, bucatini was meant to have little holes in it.
So
I don't even need
move.
In short, yeah, I like bucatini. It's fine.
I was trying so hard to cross my leg and do this.
On that note, thank you so much for stopping by. A hot dog is a sandwich. We got new episodes for you every Wednesday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter. I'm Mythical Chef or @Handizata with the hashtag Opinion Casserole.
And for more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube. We launch new videos every week.
And of course, if you want to share pictures of your dishes, hit us up on Instagram @MythicalKitchen.
You really made a meal of that Mythical Kitchen at the end. At Mythical Kitchen. We'll see you next time.
I like working for Mythical Kitchen.
It's a fun time. I like it too.